Margaret, you've had just a fantastic experience in Jordan and Syria. You must know those societies as well as most people from the West can know them. So you've got a wealth of experience and knowledge there. Could you tell me a little bit about what your feeling is about the situation in Syria now? What's your insight?
Well, I mean, I don't pretend to be an expert in the Middle East or in Syria and Jordan, but certainly having lived there and spending a lot of time with local people, just in their homes and visiting, you do get a feel for what's happening in the country. And Syria was always a place that I felt very comfortable in. People often used to say to me, do you feel vulnerable in Jordan and Syria? And I always felt both those countries very comfortable. Love the Syrian people, love Damascus, love Aleppo. They're all, you know, there's speaking with people, they don't actually talk about political things a lot. But the feeling always was that they're very proud people, very proud of Syria, very proud of their country, very proud of what they've achieved and what they have. They have free schooling and health in their countries, in their country in Syria. And there was a feeling that they were very content with, you know, with their government, with what was provided for them. And you know, I'd often hear people sort of very supportive of Assad, but not in a political sort of, you know, rehearsed way. It was just, they're always very relaxed and just love to sit around with them, you know, that be talking and drinking coffee. And so when the civil war started in Syria, I found it was rather a shock to me that this was happening in Syria, because it always seemed such a relaxed, peaceful sort of country. The young people there, when you speak to them, like all young people everywhere, you know, there's that feeling that they'd like changes in the government. You know, they would speak up about, like, to have more say and things like that. But it was a far cry from the sort of aggression that was, you know, we were seeing in certain quarters, and then actually, you know, started to escalate. So it was clear, I felt, right from the start, that there were outside influences, as well as there were certainly Syrian people fighting, particularly from certain areas of Syria. But there was clear also that there were people coming from outside, and the kind of atrocities being committed by these groups were not being committed by the Syrian government forces or by certain Syrian rebel groups. So when President Assad was actually saying from the beginning, you know, to people outside the country, you don't understand what's happening here. There are people coming from outside, and I know a lot of people were saying, oh, you know, they always say that, that there's influence coming from outside. But I sort of felt with the time that I'd spent in Syria, and that was clear that a lot of this troublemaking was coming from groups from outside, particularly Islamist groups. And so it's been very painful to watch, I guess, what's been happening in Syria. It's been very difficult talking with people about it, because we are very influenced here by what we read in our media. And I could see that a lot of what was coming out of the media was very just looking at the things superficially and not with any understanding of the politics in that region, just assuming that all, you know, this government is oppressive and the Syrian people all want to be, you know, released from that oppression. And having been in Syria such a lot and knowing that the people, the majority of the people that I had met were relaxed and happy and and very proud of their country. And I spend a lot of time talking with people about this. People ask a lot of questions, of course, because I think people, as time has gone on, they're beginning to realise that it's not as it seems. Things aren't what is coming out of our media. And I think even, I've noticed in the last couple of months even, the media itself is beginning to talk about these other elements that, like, that there are outside forces coming in, that there are several different groups fighting in their rebel forces, and that there are terrorist groups there that are committing atrocities and things that we could see from the beginning, but the Western media has taken a long time to actually acknowledge. And so I encourage people just to just to be open-minded to what's happening in Syria, not to just take it at face value from what the media is saying.
I had a similar... I lived in Syria for 2 years and I've been back several times since, and that was my impression too. The Syrians love their country, very proud of it. And they were working so hard to make sure that they were united as a people, despite the differences between the various groups. And that was something they were proud of.
Yes. Yes, that's something that always impressed me about Syria, was the mutual respect between the groups. Syria, of the countries that I visited in the Middle East, always impressed me because there are many different groups there. Other minorities apart from the Sunni Muslim group, the Alawites, the Druze, the Christian groups and other groups too. And it's not only that they got on well, but there was a great deal of respect there between the groups, and the Muslim people would visit Christian holy sites as well and would pay great respect there. And the president was also very respectful of all the different groups, and when you'd watch Syrian television, you'd see that at the time of Christian festivals, they would have Christian things on the television to do with the Feast of the Resurrection, or as we call it, Easter, and Christmas and things like that. And then, of course, at Muslim festivals, the same thing. You know, it just seemed a very accepting, respectful country. So that's, you know, it breaks your heart to sort of think that they may lose that because of this conflict here. So it's very much in our hearts for reconciliation in Syria, to keep that beautiful fabric that they had there between the groups, that will be maintained.
Mm. Yeah, I was in Damascus in April 2011, and I was with a friend who has a Sunni background, and there was a lot of killing going on at that point, and it was very early, and every night I could see funerals of soldiers or security people on television, and this friend said it was just so tragic that the killing went on during Easter, over Easter. You know, how dare they how dare they do what they were doing, how dare they kill, but how dare they do it in the religious Christian period. And that's something that is so true in Syria, that there is this respect and understanding of each other's religion and each other's holy days.
Yes, it was very evident.
Because the holy days are holidays, aren't they? The Christian holy days and the Muslim ones.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Indeed.